it will have an effect on the region. It depends upon how much damage was actually inflicted. If this was an attack like the April 14th attack, which was mostly intercepted, there will be limited impact. But if they actually caused real damage, if they managed to actually penetrate Israeli defenses and hit targets that are important, Israel will respond. And they will respond in a manner that I think will damage Iran profoundly. Probably starting by taking out their air defenses and then moving onward to include Iranian Navy shipping, which is the primary means Iran has to both earn money and to project power outside of its borders. In terms of North Africa, it's hard to see what can be done that's worse than what Iran has already done through the Houthis, which is effectively stop most legitimate commerce through the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. So I think the impact of this will be marginal, unless, of course, it leads to a total defeat of Iran and results in Iran not having an ability to resupply the Houthis with anti-ship missiles. In that instance, it's possible that maritime commerce to North Africa can pick up.
How could a potential Israeli counterattack on Yemen or even Iran impact the security of the Horn of Africa?
Israel has already conducted an attack on Yemen, and I think that the dynamic there is different than the dynamic in the Israeli-Iranian security calculus. Basically, when it comes to Yemen, I think Israel's attitude is, if you don't mess with us, we won't mess with you. It's being left to the United States and its partners to try to restore security for maritime shipping in the Red Sea, and so far, that's been a failure. If the attacks escalate between Israel and Iran, if there's an exchange back and forth again, the Horn of Africa might see some marginal peripheral impacts. But for the most part, with Bab el-Mandeb already closed to most shipping, I think the impact will be marginal. There may be an increase in oil prices and in petroleum and fertilizer feedstock prices if Israel chooses to retaliate by striking Iranian refineries, which are the source of most of the Iranian regime's hard currency.
As military threats are on the rise, are there also expectations for a spike in terrorist attacks as affiliates inside Africa could launch?
There are. When Iran and Lebanese Hezbollah say that they'll respond in a manner in a place of their choosing, what that means is that they probably will not take an overt military action, although Iran has done so here, but rather that they will attack what they see as Israeli or Jewish interests, which they regard as the same as Israeli, someplace else. So in the past, we've seen aircraft targeted in Kenya, civilian aircraft targeted in Kenya. We've seen attacks against embassies and consulates. We've seen attacks in Europe against tour groups on buses. And of course, most notably, we've seen the Hezbollah and IRGC destruction of the Jewish community center in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So that is an established playbook of theirs. And I think they will attack wherever they see an opportunity because their credibility has been severely damaged.